Hi love, I'm Kath. Welcome to the Rising Modern Woman podcast. I'm a lifestyle blogger and a mindset mentor. If you love personal development, spirituality, and manifestation, this podcast is meant for you. Here, I share golden nuggets that can help you as you navigate life and create the life of your dreams. Hi guys, it's another beautiful week and I'm so happy to be able to spend time with you every Monday or whatever time you're listening to this or whatever day. Last week, I briefly talked about diving into some inner work and I felt really called to talk about it for this week. The timing just felt so aligned. As I was looking over the major astrological events, both that are happening and upcoming, I have come across a specific cosmic event that is a beautiful opportunity for shadow work. Last July 15, 2021, Chiron went retrograde in the sign of Aries. It will be in retrograde until December 19, and in astrology, Chiron is referred to as the wounded healer. It represents our deepest wounds, our fears, all the things in life that makes us vulnerable. When it goes retrograde, we can experience the resurfacing of the things that we have to work on. This may bring your wounds to the surface. It is important to note, though, it's not something that you should be afraid of. Astrology, like all other universal activations, are meant to support us. I see this as a perfect cosmic time to look inwards, embracing our shadows, the darkest aspect of ourselves, our unconscious and unhealed traumas, as a part of our journey here on Earth. It is by healing that we are able to move forward and grow. And sometimes it doesn't sound so pretty, but this is necessary work. At this point, I want to share my learnings in my own healing journey and how you can start to actively embark on healing as well. While I was trying to overcome my limiting beliefs with my mentor for the past 4 weeks, I have realized how much my painful childhood experiences, which are buried under the deepest parts of my subconscious, actually affects my daily life. By the way, if you have no idea what a limiting belief is, it is simply a thought, opinion, or a state of mind that we believe is true that limits us in some way. A personal example I can give of a limiting belief that I have gotten passed through is believing that I'm not good enough to start a podcast, a blog. Back to my inner healing journey. I discovered that my triggers, what ticks me off, what hurts me deeply, the negative things I believe about myself, all of them are connected to those childhood wounds. Most of our traumas stem from childhood, and the reason behind this is because as a child, each and every painful experience was the first of its sort. We all feel pain differently and we all have different thresholds for pain depending on how we were raised and the experiences we have accumulated in the past. As a child, the gravity of each painful experience was a lot considering that that's the most painful thing they have gone through at that age, at that point. Keeping this in mind will help you out whenever there are times that you notice that you are being triggered or you are stopping yourself from taking action because of a limiting belief. I want to share a personal example that I have unraveled just as of late. I have always wondered why I can't remember most of my childhood memories, but thinking about it, there were a lot of things that I wasn't strong enough to handle back then. There were many memories that I wanted to forget and bury. And while I was exploring my limiting beliefs about relationships, I realized that a part of myself that felt like I can't make many friends in my lifetime came from a sad experience in my childhood. So just like any other family, especially Asian families where we have lots of aunts, uncles, cousins, you name it, there is bound to be a misunderstanding here and there. And when I was young, I remember being told that I can't go to my cousin's place anymore because of an ongoing family feud back then. I didn't know that that day was the last day I would be able to play with my cousins, whom I considered as my best friends before, back then. I was a kid who didn't go out a lot. So after that incident, I just spent my young years going back and forth from school and to our home for many, many years. And the communication with my cousins, whom I considered my closest friends when I was a child, stopped and time just flew by. I probably didn't understand it back then, but because my cousins were my best friends, I sort of closed myself to that level of friendship again because I'm afraid to get hurt the same way that I did when I quote-unquote lost them. This also explains why I was very reserved in making friends before. So just realizing where that belief and tendency came from enlightened me so much. In our healing journeys, the first step will always be awareness. The next time you feel triggered or stuck, try to remember where this feeling or belief came from. What childhood experience made you think this way, believe this way? You might be surprised about what comes up for you. While trying to remember your painful experiences, you might also notice that you have this very biased point of view about how you felt in that situation. In my own example, I didn't understand anyone else other than myself because I was a child. I felt betrayed and hurt. All that was in my head was, why did I have to suffer and not play with my cousins anymore when I'm not even a part of whatever feud that was? However, when I tried to put myself in the shoes of my parents back then, I understand why it has to be that way. I understand why they made that decision. And this is where compassion and empathy plays a part on our healing. It is the first step to neutralize the experience and to heal from it and move forward from that. After being aware of whatever memory comes up for you, try to put yourself in the perspective of the people surrounding that memory. More often than not, we realize that the decisions that other people have made that hurt us has an underlying reason, bigger than what we have known back then. In the process of healing, compassion and forgiveness plays a huge role. No one is perfect, and in the course of this lifetime, we all make decisions that affects other people. After this, in order to finally neutralize it, that experience, and be able to let go of the grudge, the bitterness, we must realize how this experience helped us in some way. The initial reaction and thought to painful memories is that we hate every bit of it. But looking on the other side, our biggest challenges taught us the biggest lessons. Therefore, we must also ask ourselves, what did this challenge teach me? Or how am I a better person now because of this? In my example, that pain I experienced as a child propelled me so much to nurture the friendships that I have in my current life. Although I had no power back then as a child to make things work, I am now an adult who can intentionally care and protect my friends and the people that I love the most. While doing this exercise, it is important to understand that healing is a process. You can't simply get over it just once. Forgiveness is also a process, so don't judge yourself if you still can't let go of something. Healing is not linear, and forgive yourself each and every time you feel like you have gone backwards. You never go backwards. You transform each and every time you are able to get through something. You become stronger, more resilient, and you improve every time. So never doubt your progress. In my own journey, I have noticed many painful themes that have repeated again and again. And I used to feel so betrayed because I try my best to work on it, get over it, and it comes back again, this time in a different situation. When I had a deeper understanding of healing through spirituality, I learned that we are here on earth blessed with three things: our gifts, our purpose, and our lessons. The lessons we are working on in this lifetime will come up again and again simply because it is necessary for our souls to learn this lesson to be able to evolve. It is not a test or a punishment in any way. This happens for our greater good, and everything is always happening for us and not to us. This physical incarnation is a blessing, and there is no other experience quite like it. So just remember that you are supported and always guided. Before I end this episode, I want to share some more things. First, regarding Chiron. Aside from our own wounds, Chiron also represents the way we uniquely heal other people and the tools that we are gifted in this world to be of help to others. We are all healing in some way, and the beautiful thing amidst it all is that we can hold hands and heal together simply by working on our own healing. When we heal, we also help the collective heal, and by doing the work, you raise the consciousness of this world and inspire other people to embark on their healing journeys as well. And on another cosmic note, I'm very excited because Leo season officially begins on July 22, 2021. We are still in Cancer season right now on the release of this episode, and Cancer being a water sign and shifting to a fire sign, which is Leo, will definitely ignite something in us. I honestly love Leo energy. It reminds me of our inner child, creative, bold, imaginative, and just knows how to have fun. So with this arrival of a new season, expect more energy for the upcoming weeks and the desire to pursue your passions and the things you love confidently. And to top this eventful week, we also have a full moon in Aquarius right after the sun enters Leo. This full moon happening in July 23 is definitely an exciting one because Aquarius energy is eccentric, it's rebellious, and it's free thinking. So these two energies really lights up what makes us unique and stand out. It's definitely a beautiful cosmic time to ask ourselves how we can show up more as our true unique selves and simply let go of what makes us feel caged or trapped. There is always something happening in the cosmos, but don't feel pressured to feel a certain way whenever you hear about all this stuff. Ultimately, everything is here to support you, so use it as a guide rather than something that is set in stone that is out there to get you. And for this week, I prepared some journal prompts to help you integrate the lessons you got from these episodes. So here it is. Number one, what were some childhood experiences that I remembered or that came up while I was listening to this episode? Number two, what did I learn from this experience? Number three, if I can say something to my younger self, what would I tell him or her? And feel free to go all out on this. A lot of release can happen simply by showing compassion to that version of you who needed a helping hand. And yeah, this is another concise and very fast-paced episode. And you know what? I actually developed a liking in making this kind of episodes. So I guess that's all I have for you for this week. If you like this episode and if you like me to dive deeper into this kind of topics, just send me a message at Rising Modern Woman. I'm happy to receive your messages. And yeah, I don't usually say this, but if you have an Instagram account, just feel free to follow me there at as well at Rising Modern Woman. I really appreciate you guys, and I'm wishing you a wonderful day or night ahead. And I can't wait to speak to you again next week. Bye! Bye. Thanks for listening. Feel free to ask questions on my website, risingmodernwoman.com. Wishing you a wonderful day ahead, and I'll see you in the next episode.